Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we're delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. We would love to hear from you, so send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today we have again Jeanette Howe. Now, Jeanette is the foundress of Seven Sisters Apostolate, which inspires and encourages lay people to pray for the sanctity and the well-being of our priests and bishops. Go to their great website if you think God is laying this upon your heart, or you're a priest or you're a bishop and you might want this. Go to the website, it's sevensistersapostolate.org, and find out more information. There are resources available for you there, instructions, ways that how do you make this happen, and Jeanette will send you the material, and then you're off and running.
It's funny, I was just thinking that you're pitching this to priests and to bishops, all those that we've dealt with, and said, would you like Seven Sisters, seven women praying 1 hour a day, they take a day for you, 1 hour for you. And so one of those sisters who begins at the anchoress would kind of pitch that to Father or to the bishop and say, are you interested? But if you're pitching it to priests and bishops, it would be great if you would just stand up and say, I heard about the Seven Sisters Apostolate. I'm waiting to be asked, by the way. I really would like Seven Sisters to be praying for me. I need a lot of help. I need support. I need this power. So you can pitch it. Is that legal?
Yes, because let me tell you what happened. We had a meeting here in Birmingham, and Bishop Raker was there, and Bishop
Baker
was there, and women signed up to pray for the bishops. Yeah. They're very appreciative, and so both of our bishops are being prayed for. Our priests are making sure we're trying to cover as many priests as we possibly can, which is important.
And they all usually say, once they hear it, and there's no meetings for them, you know, it's just like, I don't have to do anything, you know, except you're going to pray for me. So why wouldn't I want that? So don't be afraid to take on this ministry, to be one of those seven sisters, possibly the anchoress. And you're going to hear from your priest when you ask him and your bishop, why wouldn't I want this intercessory prayer for my life? We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. We're delighted to have Jeanette Howe with us again. She is the foundress of the Seven Sisters Apostolate. This beautiful apostolate inspires and encourages lay people, that's me and you, to pray for the sanctity and the well-being of our priests and our bishops. Go to the website, sevensistersapostolate.org. It's very informative. It will help you just put a fleece out there before the Lord and say, Lord, is this what you want me to do? Is this something you want me to get involved in? Get the material, read over it, and hand it to your priest or your bishop and say, can we do this?
Be a part of the solution.
Yes.
Of the renewal of the church, the renewal of the priesthood, the coming forth of more to take this vocation on as the Lord leads them in grace, and to know that they will be supported, you know, sincerely in prayer day by day. Be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem within the church.
So, Jenna, tell our family quickly a little bit about what it does, how they can get involved, what the website's going to offer them about the nuts and bolts of it all.
Okay. So the call is to have seven women come together, seven sisters, kind of depicts that. And each woman chooses a particular day of the week. She commits to that day, and within that day, she chooses an hour that will work for her. Some women say, I need to have an hour on my calendar, or it might be a little tricky for me to be faithful to it. Others travel, maybe their schedules aren't as sure and steady, and so they say, I love the flexibility because I can do it whenever. So that's kind of the start. I want to say, too, though, that it is lay women principally, but there are religious sisters mm-hmm. that are part of this.
Yeah.
And some of them are actually leaders of some mm-hmm. of the groups. So this, it's a way that appeals to lots of women, all the way from, we have girls that are high school girls that are leaders in many of the groups as well. And we have two women that I know of that are 102 years old.
Good
that are
Lord.
Part of this
wow.
apostolate. Mm-hmm. So prayer is always the best way to start. Many women describe this as a call. I just knew, I understood something. This, I was waiting for someone to ask me. And so prayer kind of keeps our heart ready for those questions or those movements. So as Joyce said, going to the website, you go to the places that you need mm-hmm. answers to questions. And it's beautiful, it's extensive, and we hope you can find most of your answers, but you can always give us a jingle mm-hmm. or write to us mm-hmm. and say, I don't understand this aspect, yeah. help me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. beautiful.
And you've got a whole list of questions with answers.
Yep.
Because we
yep.
copy those and it's yep. really very, very helpful. Now, when they make a commitment to pray, mm-hmm. it's usually for their pastor, mm-hmm. but you're saying you have groups of sisters. I don't know who they would be praying for in particular, but have they made a commitment to pray for that particular priest always? Like if he goes to another church or someplace
yeah,
else, or is it primarily mm-hmm. for the new pastor that comes in? How does that work?
Good question. So the co-founder of this, Father Joseph Johnson, in the Minneapolis St. Paul Archdiocese, he was very firm about this sense of we need to cover a priest in prayer first that is our pastor.
Okay.
So that's how we started with that. And we had this colossal idea that if we got all the pastors in the Archdiocese of Minneapolis and St. Paul, it would be the biggest plan ever.
Mm-hmm.
But right away, God was showing us that he wants all priests and all bishops to be covered. But make sure that your pastor is covered first, mm-hmm. and then you can continue on with other priests. So we have priests that are in orders, we have priests that are hermits, priests that serve in non-parish type roles like canon lawyers or maybe hospital chaplains, military chaplains. We have priests that are in ordinariates. So it really appeals across the whole yeah. arc of how priests serve.
And mm-hmm. when you're saying that, you're saying for each priest, yeah. there's seven at
yep.
least women
yep.
interceding, having the Lord's heart for this
mm-hmm.
person.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that our Lord's phrase, as you do it, well, he says, as you do it to the least, you do it unto me. I don't know if they're the least or not, but they are supposed to be in persona Christi.
Yeah.
And so as we do this for them, we're doing it for Jesus.
Yeah.
And you can't be for Jesus and not be for priests.
Right.
In terms of your own spirit, dealing with other people as they think about priests, understanding that they're not divine, they are human beings
mm-hmm.
with a special anointing in the Lord, and that they need our support to persevere to the end
right.
in this incredible call, mm-hmm. this wonderful burden that they've been given to be priests. We should
mm-hmm.
support them.
Mm-hmm. And you asked the question about do I keep praying forever?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do I sign on the dotted line and then the line disappears for me? But really the commitment is 1 year. We hope it's renewable. But if that priest or that bishop would be transferred, then the group remains for the priest or the incoming bishop in that
okay.
role. So you're really praying for a role of service, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a beautiful way, it's kind of a built-in detachment for us as Seven Sisters, because we're not attached to a priest and say, mm-hmm. I'm only gonna pray for him.
Right.
And certainly we have a fondness, or we have mm-hmm. Ways that priests have served us that we wanna give back, and prayer is certainly one of the ways you can give back. But as far as the apostolate, we try to say, okay, you're praying for Pastor Smith.
Mm-hmm.
When Pastor Smith moves and Pastor Jones comes in, that's who this group will begin to pray for.
And even
beautiful.
If there are multiple priests on staff, okay,
mm-hmm.
so it's best to pray for the head guy
and then
get another group praying for any other additional priests that might be on
yeah.
staff or
deacons.
I mean,
it's only rightly ordered that way, right,
mm-hmm.
that we want
right.
the priests covered, even mm-hmm. though sometimes we get emails and say, I know the parochial vicar, I want to
mm-hmm.
start with him. Well, my question back mm-hmm. Is the pastor covered? Let's start with
right.
him.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, then there'll be enough for both.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord provides. He's calling these women to do this. And he's calling the one person maybe to lead, but at the same time, I always tell women, he's calling six others at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, my experience was that I had prayed, waited, Once Father had said, yes, Joy, do it. Every woman that I asked just to pray, whether or not they were that woman to be a sister, everyone said, yes, and like grabbed the booklet, like, yes, yes. And I was like, I didn't know it was going to be this easy. I thought it was going to be like pulling teeth.
But let's talk about that. You know, discerning who you should ask. Because I trust your discernment. And hopefully those that are on calls are going to say no. So, you know, you're special. Like, you have a sense of intercessory prayer and love for priests. And so I think who you're asking is, like, really important. We had one priest that kind of joked and said, well, do you want to list the people who might not think a lot of him? You know, there's a little bit of a fear, right? For him, he is. He's saying, you know, there's some people who don't think very highly of me. You do, but I think he was kidding.
Yeah.
But, yeah, about discerning.
Yeah.
If you're going to take this on, because the people out there saying, I think I'm kind of getting this. I really feel this in my heart, but I've got to align myself with six other. How do I ask? How should I pray about that?
Yeah. Excellent. And as I said before, prayer is always the best way to start and to continue in, and that's what our apostolate is about, prayer. So I'll tell you the story. It was a beautiful one of a woman that called me. I wasn't familiar with the parish, but it was in the Archdiocese of Minneapolis and St. Paul. And she said, I want to pray, and there are people that I think I should ask, but, she said, I'm going to pray a novena to the Holy Spirit and see what the guidance will be.
Right.
And then she followed that with saying, you don't know how difficult this is for me, because I think I know who the Lord would want to call. So she did that very thing, and she got 11 people responding. She was so excited. And I said, is there a parochial vicar in that parish? Again, not being familiar with it. And she said, there is. I said, go back to the Holy Spirit, ask him to supply some more. She did that very thing. And all told, they got 14 with two subs for each of the groups.
Perfect.
So it was a beautiful thing. And she did say, there were women that I would not have approached. There were women that
That's
I
good.
Did not even know that I received a nudge for. So that was an important question and one that people live, they experience it. But sometimes people have told me the opposite, where I've charged ahead and then I realized those maybe weren't the right intercessors for this particular project. So.
And now tell us about the fasting men that are involved and the lamp bearers. Tell us about that.
Okay. So in 2018, there was a group of men in North Carolina, and they really were looking at what was going on with the Seven Sisters, and they were also observing some changes in their pastor. And they said, we want to help. We want to get involved in this. So they offered fasting. So they were fasting not for the Seven Sisters, but for the priest, and they don't fast on, no one fasts on Sunday or solemnities. So they six fasting brothers started fasting for this priest. Father Johnson loved the idea, and he said, Jeanette, some things do not come about except by prayer and fasting. Let's promote this. And so it's something that we do promote, and it's something that is really growing. And the testimonies that are coming back from men that are doing this, it's truly amazing. And more than one man has said, this is the most important thing I've ever done for the church, to fast for my pastor or priest or whatever.
And is the fast as equal to the hour of prayer? Is it a day fast? Is it an hour fast? How does that hour fast line up?
So each man can design his own fasting. And that's how it's done, and it works beautifully that way.
I was thinking, what does it mean to fast? So if he chooses, I was thinking of like a Lenten fast where you're abstaining from a certain food, and then you're doing two smaller meals, you know, that kind of thing. So, but it could be however they design it, but they need to understand.
Fasting from technology or, There's a beautiful story of a priest on the East Coast that is a parochial vicar, and he is one of the fasting brothers for his pastor. And how beautiful is that?
Yes, that is beautiful.
How about the lamp bearers?
So the lamp bearers are a group of women. We have about 37 or so now, and they agree to pray for the apostolate every single day. So they pray for the apostolate at large. I have communication with them once a month. We have a communication that comes out once a month in the beginning of the month. And they look to that for ways that they can pray. And then in the middle of the month, I send them a specific thing. And they are women that love to pray. Mm-hmm. All of them are seven sisters, mm-hmm. in addition to being a lamp bearer.
So. Well, and then you ask all of the seven sisters to say, during that holy hour, say one Hail Mary just for Jeanette.
Oh, so you're getting in on this.
Please, I am.
Well, when you think about this, okay, so when she was on our show the last time, all of the United States wasn't even covered. And you had said at the end, we would love for every state to be covered.
Yeah.
And then that happened. That and now happened. You're in, is it 29 countries?
Well, we were, and now we've added three more. Mm-hmm. So, 32 now, and 4,200 active groups right now that we know of.
Mm-hmm. How many?
4,200. So sometimes we learn of groups that have been active for even a year or two, but we didn't know we needed to register. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's what we know about.
These women who are praying every day, mm-hmm. what does that mean in terms of time? Is this up to them, the time they spend, or they have to spend? How much time do they spend?
Yep.
Is it a requirement?
Another thing that's up to them, and it's beautiful to hear the witness of those women, mm-hmm. that they've already been doing that before Lamp Bearers was in existence.
Yeah.
So some of them do offer another holy hour, others, it's various things. Yeah, but they do pledge to pray every day.
You have Elijah's Helpers?
Elijah's Helpers is something that came about from Father Johnson's suggestion. One day I was with him, and he said, Jeanette, we need to pray for priests in crisis. Mm. We know priests are in crisis. Wow. We don't necessarily know them by name. It could be a morning of crisis. It could be a more long-term related to lots of different things. Let's see what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
So we prayed about that, and what came to be was Elijah's Helpers. Elijah, from scripture, we know he was under so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a wonderful saint as a patron to Elijah's Helpers. Elijah's Helpers is 21 women that pray, so three holy hours every day for priests in crisis. And it's not knowing any names. I mean, mm-hmm. there might be something in your diocesan paper that mm-hmm. gives you a hint here or there. But really, it's not a group that looks or seeks for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a group that says, I want to pray for priests that really need prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we have about 14 of those groups that are active, and about 13 or so that are in formation. So it prays for the priests within a particular diocese or archdiocese, and it's only been around for 2 years. So,
another
big growth.
And then also we have to pray for all the priests that are in formation in seminary, right? And then not only that, but then so many are getting ordained in the month of June.
Okay.
So they're all beginning this new, they said yes, like we knew Saturday we had one of our deacons was ordained. And that happened at the cathedral. And so there's so much to pray for. And like Jim said, we all, as a people of God, we want to be part of the solution.
Exactly.
We want to say,
beautifully
Lord,
said.
What can I do?
Mm-hmm.
Pray.
Yeah.
Well,
last year, the Archdiocese of Minneapolis and St. Paul had 13 deacons. So 13 were ordained just last weekend. And at that diaconate, our archbishop said, let's see, 13 times 7. He says, we'll get the seven sisters for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of support on the level of bishops in many dioceses. They want to have all of their priests covered in prayer.
Yeah.
We're going to hold you over for the final segment.
Okay.
And so there's plenty more to come. Go to sevensistersapostolate.org. Perhaps the Lord's moving you to become one of those seven sisters or to be an anchoress and to plant this in your parish. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. We're wrapping up our conversation with Jeanette Howe, and she is the foundress of Seven Sisters Apostolate. Now, I want to read something from this great booklet. You go to the website and you can get this booklet. You think, how efficacious is it to pray for your priest? In strengthening the priest, you strengthen the whole church. Mm-hmm. Strengthen the priest and you strengthen the whole foundation. You strengthen everything in the church. And boy, oh boy, do our priests need our love, they need our prayers, and they need our support. So tell our family a testimony about a priest.
Yeah, so perfectly fitting for this. So I was speaking in Ave Maria University, and the pastor of that parish there, he said that he has a complex pastorate and needs a lot of prayer. He asks for a lot of prayer, doesn't shy from it. He said, so because of that, it's hard to kind of separate things out, like this prayer was for this and this for that. But he said, this is what I can say. When seven sisters started praying their holy hours for me, I stood taller.
Wow.
And it was this beautiful moment like we just shared. It's so, it's a profound thing. I believe it's kind of a quintessential answer from all of the priests. He said in that statement, I was ready for the complex pastorate. Mm-hmm. I was ready for what was needed. And thank you for those prayers, right? Yes. And I always, when I went back 3 years later, he said he had something else to add. He said, I live with lots of different priests. Some are in orders. They teach at the university. So we aren't all diocesan priests. And this is what I can say now from 3 years of more prayer, that we have a brotherhood in our priesthood that has never existed before. And all of those priests do have seven sisters. I mean, we're not the only ones praying for them. We know that. And we're not responsible for all of the answers, but it is a contribution, that drop in the ocean, as Mother Teresa said.
Right. And it just covers them, right? When you think of the burdens that they carry, and when you're praying, you are lifting that. You are praying that his heart would be lifted up to the Lord, and that he would cast all of his cares, all of his burdens, everything, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and even if he has health issues, whatever is going on in his life, you just want to support him in prayer, that he wouldn't buckle under the weight of all that that is being laid upon him.
We allow each woman to really orchestrate her own hour with the help of the Holy Spirit. But we always pray, as you said, for the sanctity and the well-being of the priest. But additionally, somewhere in the hour, they need to pray for a strengthening of relationship to Mary. So that speaks right into what you were saying. They need Mary.
Amen.
Yes.
Jeanette, thank you for the blessing you are to the church in this work that you're doing, and thank you for being a part of the EWTN family. May God bless your work and give to you the associates and assistants that you need personally to fulfill this vision, this awesome vision that the Lord has given to you. Pray that you've been blessed by the show. Pray that you would participate in this Seven Sisters apostolate, whether you're a woman, one of the seven, or as a man. She shared various ways that you can pray and serve, fast for the priesthood. And Our Lady loves this ministry, and it's spreading all over the world. So pray for Jeanette. I mean, she stepped right in it, right in the main flow of what Mary desires for her son and for those that are Jesus' sons who are our priests. So God bless you. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy, and you're a very important part of this EWTN family. Bye now.